Hey, Pants people, I'd like to invite you to rate and review our show if you haven't already. We recently got a new review on Apple Podcasts from Don123Don, who says, "Talent on all sides. Fun, exciting, a good time. Nods and respect." Thank you, Don, very much. And we recently got a comment on one of our Spotify episodes from Saul Butler, who says, "Congrats on episode 100. Thank you very much, Saul. Thank you very much, Don. Enjoy the episode.
Consistently been shrouded in mystery. This ship, the Hitokori, is not a large vessel, but supremely fast. As little the name of weaponry, yet the crew of the Hitokori has been incredibly successful at targeting valuable vessels at their most vulnerable moments in transit, giving way to incredible riches for the captains and incredible losses for the good folk of Mizu. So what do we know about these figures? It is believed that the crew of the Hitokori is made up entirely of Kenku, though the pirates themselves have been described as being human, twin brothers in fact, each typically wearing cloaks and wielding brutal glaives. There's also rumor that the brothers hail from a remote village in the mountains along Mizu's northern coast, but no such village has been discovered by the authorities, and travel through these mountains is considered very, very dangerous. Another rather bizarre fact is that the pirates have reportedly not taken a single life in their entire criminal careers. So what secrets do the captains hold? How do they seem to know exactly where to strike? And how have they not been defeated by any ship guard despite holding back from taking lives? Until we answer these critical questions, I fear the people of Mizu will be, seeing red and feeling blue. That was awful. Who wrote that?
Did you write that, David?
No, who wrote that? Crimson Nagers? I mean, whoever wrote it is a genius, but was not...
Agree to disagree.
Was not me. you have the spotlight on these two Gluminary Pirates, the ones that you know have taken this place. This is all information Crisp and Dresden have in that folder. This is almost everything you know about them in the folder you were given by Shola. You would have researched this. Local rumor would have told you these are two very mysterious figures. But it's all everything Oren says is corroborated by Shelley's information. They've hit high-profile targets when they're at the most vulnerable. They've got away scot-free every time, and they've never taken a life, which is strange. Mm. And they have been immensely successful in their pirating career, as new as it is. So, yeah, shroud of the mystery. Apparently, they're here. Though you would also know one more thing, something that I think would be, you know, you probably had in your mind a strange little question. You never saw a ship. You would have seen a ship.
Yeah, you said it was small.
It was not a large vessel, but large enough to have a crew. It would be absolutely noticeable if there was a ship that pulled up to this place.
Sure.
And there shouldn't be able to be ships anyway. The wave pool sort of cascading away from the shrine at the edge of the sort of a seawall would, you know, immediately send any ships. They could not dock here. So how did they get in?
Right. So, and it's weird because if they never take a life, then you'd assume that every one of their victims is a survivor and could share the story of how their ship snuck up on them. You know what I mean?
And from what it is, it basically sounds like it's just the ship came up. The guard were soundly defeated, but not killed. And they just made off with the riches and went away. Their ship is fast. They couldn't be caught up. And they've engaged in combat. They just are seemingly strong enough that they don't need to kill to survive.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out more if we survive this fight.
Sure you will. Now let me go back. Let me look at that's weird. Sorry, I'm looking at the Roll 20 map. I can't find Crispin's token. Where is Crispin's? Do you see Crispin's token?
Yeah, I can see the edge of it.
Where is it?
from underneath. Yeah,
what the fuck are you doing, David?
Underneath the what?
The fucking tornado thing.
Oh, that's right. Because my sword NATO.
Yeah, weird.
Just stepped right on you.
Yeah, weird it decided to do that just now.
And honestly, I like forgot I could. Well, actually, there's a reason for this. There actually is a reason for this. I didn't have space inside the sword NATO until now because one sword was held back from going in by the sentinel feet. It did not go back, which means there's a little spot open in the sword NATO, and I could be like, you know what? I'm just going to take a mosey on over and step onto old Crispin Dubois here. So let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
When you're eaten by the winds. Let's get some music going.
That's intense.
Oh, it's going to be intense. Now, before we continue this thing, there is a bit of a wedgie we need to address.
Yep.
We'll address it now and clean the slate. And that wedgie is heat metal. I have to make a save, but first you have to make a save.
Yeah, I didn't make at least one concentration check.
Yes, we'll count down to one concentration check. There may have been more, but we don't have the tapes yet to roll back. We're going to call it one con save. DC 10 to make sure the spell is even still active.
Yeah. Natural one.
I'm going to say it happens now. As the wind overcomes you, you see the blazing orange of the metal sword swirling around before you. Fizzles out as you are just like... harried by this, your every fur, them being ripped out of you. You're not taking damage yet as this thing has taken you in. But it is my turn. So that damage is coming. The sword peters out. I am no longer taking the fire damage on either my weapon or my baddie.
Horrible.
Wait, I didn't take that last instant damage on the weapon.
Well, I mean, do you want to now that we...
We did establish that it did go out, and you waited until after that it went to it. Yeah, okay. So yeah. We'll say I don't take the damage. Cool. All right, clean slate. We're good. This works out. You've been eaten by a tornado. A sword NATO, sorry. Now it's time to pay the piper, whatever that means.
Whirlwind. That means.
I can do some fun things here. I could just beat the hell out of you from inside this thing, which seems like a lot of fun. But I don't want to do that. Instead... Where one sword has been pulled away, I'm going to turn Crispin Dubois into my new sword. And this thing begins to
surge
again. You feel your feet, like a powerful gust lifts you up. You are yanked from the ground. You are ripped and moving, swirling, blades flashing around you. It's not their turn, so they're not going to actually cut you or hurt you. But you're like feeling them everywhere. Maybe there's like small, shallow cuts being cut into you. Not like doing damage, but just because it's cool and you have all these cool bleeding wounds as you're being torn by this thing. And now, as my swords are getting launched, I'm going to attempt to launch you too.
All right.
I need a strength saving throw.
Oh, my goodness.
You can feel the gust building. You can feel it's about to shove you outwards, launching you violently across the court, perhaps into an ally, perhaps into a wall.
What a second one.
Oh,
a second natural one.
Yes.
Are you joking?
Oh,
this is so bad. Why?
Steven, joking, please. There's nothing funny about what's about to happen to you.
Dude.
Holy shit.
Before we resolve my swords.
This is awful. Oh, I have a thing for dex saves, but that's not what this is.
And before we even resolve the damage, let's resolve something else.
Stop.
The direction you're going to fly.
No, please, God.
The swords get to control the direction they go out in because they're working in tandem with this thing. You on our end, yours is going to be random.
Okay.
I'm going to roll a d8. I'm going to set like the, you know.
Sure.
You know, east.
Never eat soggy weed.
Southeast, whatever, south. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, each one's going to be a thing. I'm going to start with north as one, and I'm going to forget what I'm doing halfway through this.
Oh, God.
Let's do this thing.
David.
That is...
Wait, are we counting floor ones? Or is that cracked?
Count the floor.
Oh, yeah, because it was good.
Yeah.
I won't count it if you want me to count it. I'll do something new.
No, I don't care. It's fine.
No, I'm not going to count it. You don't have to count it.
I'm just shitting on you.
No, it's actually good for you, but
I'm only asking because we've been in this situation before where we
you're right. You're
always
right.
Re-rolled it. That's the only... That's
So I've heard this before.
Uh-huh.
I've heard about, you know, if Some people prefer to play if they roll the die, and if it falls on the floor and they plan on taking the roll, they announce it before they go see it.
Okay, I didn't announce it. Let's roll it again.
I would be okay with that rule going forward. Yeah.
The six.
Oh, no!
You're going to be... actually, it wasn't too big a deal. This is going to launch you out in the western direction. If it was north or south, that's the worst. North would have been right into the echo. South would have been right into one of your two buddies. Yeah. I want to roll to see which one. Instead, you're getting launched across the tiles. You're also not going to be launched into any... Shit, your token's still hiding from me. Get out. Get out of here. Get out of that tornado. Okay. You're not going to get launched into any walls, which means no extra damage. This might be one of the best results for you.
Okay.
You are sent flying from this thing, ripped out of it. The wind's blasting you 20 feet. You go scattering, rolling, sliding. You are prone, and you're going to take some damage.
Oh, boy.
That is 15 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Okay, now we're in trouble.
Yeah, now you're looking extra rough. You slide to a stop. And now my swords are going to go. Now, you went with them and Tannen with them. They cannot target you, Crispin, because that would be weird if I had a sword literally flying into you while you were moving. This is all happening at once. I have three swords that can launch. I have three targets. Dresden, Echo, Akio. So I need dex saves from all three.
Ooh. Dresden got a 12.
15 for Akio.
Echo got an 18.
Dresden's the only one that fails.
Fuck.
The other two go out. You manage to, like, the Echo manages to parry. Maybe you're, like, putting effort into the Echo's parry, trying to keep it out there, just keep that pressure on, but that causes this sword to kind of get into you, just barely making it through your armor, just barely cutting you. And it's going to do 5 points of damage. Another small cut, but they are building up fast. Akio, bing, parries the sword, and they again just lock into place before you. You actually have two before you now, Dresden, because you have one held by Sentinel. Looking around, they are trying to pen you in. But that is my turn. Now we're looking at Crispin Desplat.
All right. So Crispin, you know, lands on the ground and rolls. Ah, crap, I'm prone. That's right. So I got to spend half my movement to stand up. Oh, he's fast, though. Okay. So Crispin's going to stand up and say to Akio,
"Are you all right, friend? Ah."
"Yes, remember my scent, Akio. Remember that I'm a good boy." and Crispin starts to run towards these swords and... wild shapes into a brown bear.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, oh, wild shapes coming out. I think that means you're large now.
I think so.
Hell yeah.
Large beast.
Okay.
Okay, so Crispin Bear Boy is going to come. Ah, man, that guy's in the way. I can't really flank with anybody, unfortunately.
Yeah, the swords are surrounding this thing now.
Yeah. So we'll go up here, back next to the swordnado.
Just, you'll get thrown one way and you just turn around, ripping through the tile, going right back at it, ready to fight again.
And he's going to go for this first sword here next to Dresden. Ooh, yeah, that's 24.
Okay, you're going for the sword, you said.
I thought you said that the... For some reason, I thought the swordnado wasn't targetable.
It is. It's targetable. It just, if you're not using a magic weapon, you've noticed, you take less damage.
Oh, right. Yeah. So okay. I won't really be doing that. Gosh. See, this is why. Hey, when we split a fight up, because now I'm like, what was my strategy again? Yeah, because bite damage isn't going to do a lot to this thing. Let's see. Let's roll a die about it.
Okay.
That's odds. So odds was the fucking... The swordnado. Okay, sure,
you're pissed,
fine.
This thing just threw you. You're mad.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if we can take it down.
Okay.
We do get multi attack here, so this is just the first attack. 7 points with the bite, and then we'll do a claw attack on the swordnado. Ugh, my God, two on the die. That's just an 8.
Oof. An 8 to hit.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Oh my goodness. I am starting to regret picking these dice back up.
I love the idea. You just get back, this bear comes tearing towards it, and just goes, and like bites the wind. The wind kind of blasting. But it actually seems like it has some effect, you know? 7 points, it's weakened, but like it's still getting through.
Okay, that's the end of Crispin's turn then.
Okay, we're moving on to Akio.
Right, Akio. I play Akio, so.
You do, healthy pup.
Akio, Akio, however you want to say it.
Akio is a spell.
I
will say it's actually A-K-I-O. I haven't clarified this in the Discord at all yet, which I mean, I believe means bright.
Okay. It or also heroic. Means come here.
Come hither, Brum.
Come hither.
I'm going to do two katana attacks here, hoping that one might take out this first sword in front of me.
Okay.
Oh my god, another... That's 5 on the die, so 12 to hit.
12 will not hit the sword.
Okay. Oh. Let me try again.
2 attacks.
Oh.
Okay, that's a 21.
21 will hit. Imagine if that missed. You'd be so sad.
Dude, I would have changed die again. I would have just... Oh, max damage. 12 damage.
12 nice. Damage.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
With this mighty swing, he like cuts right into the handle and like right through it. The handle sort of falls off the sword and something about that causes the magic to like depower. It sort of shakes in the air and then metal ding, clatters onto tile. One enemy is down.
All right, one down. That's the end of Akio's turn.
Hell yeah. Okay. With that, we're on to Dresden.
Ooh. I should just go for the swords, shouldn't I?
It's hard to say.
I'm going to go for the swords.
Okay.
All right. So first, Dresden's going to attack the sword in front of him. He will not hit with a natural 1.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Third one of the night.
What in the fuck.
And that horseshoe is just blowing around. Like, yeah, exactly. It bonked Crispin on the head in the tornado, mm-hmm. bonked him again on his way out, flew over here, bonked Dresden. it's just a menace.
Knocked his sword strike off balance.
God.
It's just like, this is insane. I gotta start punishing these. I don't want to slow this down, though.
All right. I'm just gonna go in for my second attack then. Damn.
Elemental says mockingly.
That's a 23 to hit.
That will hit.
Thank you. Minimum damage on that.
Yikes.
1 on the die plus 6.
Thankfully.
Oh, that nice. Is enough. God.
And that sword was actually down to 6. So you.
Wow.
King. What's it look like when you break the sword?
I think with his war pick. It's just metal on metal.
Yes.
But his is stronger, and I think it just shatters the entire blade.
Katana blades, yeah.
And almost like when you break glass slowly, it just kind of splinters around, and then just
the splinters go flying to the floor. Right into Brown Bear's eyes.
No, it goes right into the tornado, and now it's got 1,000 different little shards you can shoot at.
Shit. Well, now that you took the idea, I can't do that.
Exactly.
Oh. Okay. Sword's turn, and I only have 2. So let's see. I'll
Thank
have
goodness.
1 for the Echo, 1 for Akio. This is getting close to the end, but let's see if I can do some damage before I end the horseshoe. Comes flying out again, whacks into this... So stupid.
Wait, did you...
I rolled a 1 again.
Oh my god.
So dumb.
That's the 4... Dude, we've been recording for...
21
long.
Minutes.
And we introduced this horseshoe into the
4
narrative.
4 natural ones.
This thing is going to follow us forever. Ding, 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 ding. Bouncing all around. It's caught in the wind. It's like everyone's fucking the horseshoe.
We have another episode title. This is just called Natural Ones.
It's a 9 on Hio. So that's not going to do it. Mm-mm. So swords miss, and they're going to do their usual thing. They're going to try to move back away. Back into the Swordnado, which means Echo and Akio both get
AOs.
Oh, yeah, baby.
No Another 12. 5 on the die.
26.
26 will hit.
Do I get the halt on this?
You can take that, yes.
I can. Oh, yeah. So let's see what he... So for this one, from my echo, I don't get the damage modifier, right? It's just the straight D8? Or do I get the
modifier? It's the full damage. It's full damage. You're essentially popping into your echo's place to take this AOL. It's a weird sort of like... You guys are occupying two spots in reality, right, but shared. It's weird.
13.
Like, 13 damage?
And it's halted.
Holy shit. This sword looks really, really bad. You have two swords left, and they both look really bad. I will say that. The tornado looks bad. This looks like it's winding down. Before that can happen, I do get a turn here. Oh, I only have one sword left. So there's only one thing I can do here. I have to do something different. I think at this point, whatever programs a tornado to keep doing its like sword launch, sword return, that this sort of swords dance, it's, you know, sort of elementally conjured program to do. Maybe when there's less swords, you see it kind of takes a different approach. Giant tendrils launch out from this thing, almost like arms, ending these sort of clubbed, swirling wind fists, and they spin around, and they're going to punch. I'm going to punch the brown bear, the only one that's on me.
Bring it on.
All right, brown bear, let's do this thing.
AC is super low on the brown bear, so don't even worry about it.
Is it going to be two attacks?
Great.
No, well, it's going to be a natural one.
They're definitely both going to hit.
Okay.
23 and 24 to hit.
Yeah. A lot of D8s.
It's a lot of damage. It's 27 points.
Yowza.
Holy shit.
Just comes in pounding on you. Doom! Doom! You feel this full force of this storm just bearing down, coming down on top of you. But that's going to be its entire turn. The other sword is still locked within it. It's not flying out. It's just one single blade swirling inside. Crispin, that's you.
Okay. Going in for another... hold on. Let me see. Yeah, it doesn't. There's no place for me to move. Nobody's flanking, so I'm gonna go in for another multi-attack.
Hell yeah!
And if I roll more single digits, then I'm getting rid of this dice set. Dude, I think there's something wrong with this die.
It's yeah,
another roll? Five, dude. This is the third five I've rolled tonight. I think it's been like ones and fives.
It's all ones and fives.
So that's just an 11. I'm putting this set away.
And it's the horse number. Horses have five legs, whoa, they say.
What if they're about to get hot?
They're not.
The coldest dice.
I will say there is...
You know what? You didn't re-bless.
No, look at... there is actually... Because these are... They're gem die.
Uh-huh.
You can see on this side with the one and the five, there's an imperfection there. Oh. Like a pretty significant one.
Oh,
wow.
Oh.
Like, oh. I wonder if that is literally enough weight to throw it off. Because tonight, I think the only thing I've rolled is on this side of the die.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's also crazy.
Check this out.
Because, like, this is the Zebulon die, and you rolled a one.
Yeah.
Was that one?
Oh, my God.
Because of this? I see it. You're right.
It's pretty significant.
That could be the case. Oh, holy shit.
My God.
So... I think I'm maybe done with these die forever.
So you hear that, everyone. Steven has been cheating this whole time.
Shit. Yeah, right?
Weighted dice.
I wonder if there's somebody
out there. I mean, Zebulon's dead, so you get your trade off.
If anybody out there knows enough math and science to be like, oh, let me look at that. All right.
How's that go?
Why don't I look at that? Okay, now I'm going for the claw attack. That's a 21.
That will hit.
Okay.
Fuck.
9 damage. Live wedgie.
What?
I was vague about my tattoo because I thought it would be cool, but it turned out to be stupid because I forgot that while this tattoo is on my skin, my unarmed strikes are considered magical.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
So that would be full damage in this thing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I remember I believe you got 9 last time, and you got 9 this time.
Yeah.
I can fix that. I'll give you the last time as well. But I need you to describe to me why. What's this look like? What's going on with your attacks here? Give me that shit. So good. Yum, yum, yum. Fucking grave.
So I think there's like a... There's a smoke or a mist, a black, inky sort of mist that
ooh.
comes off of this tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
And it coalesces around Crispin's claws as in bear form he slashes out.
Oh, yum, 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 delicioso. love it, love it. You just hit this thing, and like as you strike out, this a little bit of this tendril, a little bit of this mist sort of like enters in the wind, kind of almost like it's poisoning the tornado. And you just moan again out as you strike, it is lessening. That brings it down to being very, very low.
Yeah.
It's not done yet, but it's very low.
And I was waiting for a time where I wasn't going to interrupt you, but I also gain a +1 bonus to attack and damage rolls with unarmed strikes.
2 more damage, still up, but looking even more messed up. That is amazing. Man. That's amazing.
Man, it'd be so cool if I like read my stuff more.
That is, and that was all the gold from Sansation and
was
in between.
All of my gold.
Yeah. So this is worthwhile. Steven, this is worthwhile.
I never read anything, and I'm still alive.
Oh, not a big wedgie. Because we see he didn't finish it off anyway. Right. So, good to know. This is the first time actually going in this thing and doing this. Although, yeah, last time you used your clubs, it was not unarmed. So, this is all...
Right, exactly.
By the number. Hell yeah. That is super cool. Anything else, Crispin Dubois?
Oh, boy. Crispin's going to start to move a little bit in case he finds the opportunity to get into flanking with...
Cool, so you're kind of... pacing around it, moving to the north, kind of stalking inside, not leaving its range. Hell yeah. You move up right by side the Echo, where the Echo's locked in battle with this other sword. Mm-hmm. The one that could not return. Hell yeah. And with that, Akio.
Alright. He's gonna... He's actually gonna, like, crisscross and step in front of Dresden, because if he's standing in that spot, then he'll get flanking with Crispin.
That's true. That's true, yeah.
I don't have control of that token, but I'll have him stand.
Right, okay. I think actually you want to go the other way, come to think of it, because you're going the diagonal. I guess either way would give you it. Yeah, never mind. You're right. As long as you can draw a line to the target, and you can. So, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, either way.
You step right in front of Dresden. You just see this big old dog just stepping right in front of you, Dresden.
All right, and now with my not broken die, I really wonder, man. I really wonder. 2 katana attacks. Crit my pants, the good kind.
Oh, yeah.
The good kind of crit.
Fucking A.
Oh, dude, and I just remembered, I think he got an 18 earlier. I wasn't paying attention to improved critical, but it was an 18 on the die, so okay. Not 19. All right, let's do that first katana attack. Or damage, I mean. Max damage again on the katana, so that's 12 on that first attack.
Before you keep going.
Ooh, baby.
Akio steps forward, he saw you get thrown, transform, yell out and come at this thing again. He saw you stand and fight. As he steps before you, Dresden, you can see his tail is wagging, big floofy. And you almost hear this guttural, like, like laugh. And he's more like, yes, yes, intruder. You may not be a bad dog after all. And he slices in. And what's it look like when he kills this tornado?
This what?
This swordnado. It's still swords. The swords are still alive. Half the name exists.
Yeah, Akio's slash through the swordnado is so powerful. And the rest of the swordnado, the rest of the wind just like follows his blow and splits in two directions and continues in the direction of the swing.
I love that. That's so cool. Blasting gusts as this thing is just gone, leaving only one blade now, which was swirling, now kind of stopping, almost looking around like what? And one blade halted before the Echo.
They're still around. Interesting.
They are still around, but they are both looking really, really bad. Nikio has another attack.
That's right, and he's already within 5 feet of one, so he's going to go ahead and take that other strike. 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
Jeez, 13 damage. 11. I was like, one different from last time.
Again, just in one move, and he hits this thing. Maybe the wind, as this thing shoots out, the sword's kind of put off balance. It's sort of spinning in the air, not sure, and as it's trying to regain, it's kind of like floating sort of footing, Akio's blade just goes through it again. Blade just falls apart. Ting, 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 ting. One left.
Man, what would have happened if you didn't give us Akio?
We'd be dead already.
He's killed like
we would be dead already.
Almost everybody.
He started off rough, but he's doing pretty good. Ha! Rough.
Rough.
Dresden Killer, what are you doing? One sword left. Can you finish this thing?
I hope so. So which one is still left? It's the one in front of the Echo, right?
Yeah.
The one in front of the Echo. Yes. So X out this bad boy.
I don't know how to move my damn token.
I'm assuming you want to go here to flank with Crispin.
Yes.
So you slide around one side. You have, like, Crispin and the Echo both, like, cornering this one sword. It's like, you could see the sword. If the sword could sweat, the sword would be sweating like crazy. It's just flip-flopping both ways, like,
It's like the guard is, like, shaking.
The guard's shaking, like, oh, shit.
Ooh. That's a 22 to hit.
That's gonna hit.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take damage on that first. It's only 2 on the die, so that's 8.
8 damage. Is still enough.
Wow. All right. Well, he's going to go for his second attack.
What? What is dead?
Wait. You said that's enough?
It's enough. Yeah.
Oh, you said enough. Okay, I misheard you.
You're swinging it, slapping down, slapping down. Crispin's like, stop it. He's already dead.
I'm just so used to you saying that's not enough.
Dress is hulking out, going savage.
That's just not enough. Or he's. He looks bad, flying. But he's sparks. Still up. You have conditioned me for bad news.
As we fade away from this combat, the only sound is the echoing smashing of Dresden's blade against the corpse of the sword.
That's pretty badass, though.
It's really cool. Let's get some calmer music. Another battle finished. With the sound of the winds and the swinging blades gone, once again, all you can hear is that the crashing waves against the wall just outside the shrine, the ringing chimes sort of overlaying everything from just ahead of you. There's a mechanical scraping sound again, somewhere in the next court, which seems to lie like on a lower platform below where you stand now. And maybe just this slight sound of thunder. Let me describe real fast as you stand here. What you see ahead. At the end of this court, you see one wide set of stairs just going up into a raised, covered platform, almost like a bell tower. And beneath its curving roof, you can see long, glittering chimes, maybe glass or some kind of clear mineral moving in a mesmerizing, pulsing wave and just ringing out across the shrine. This rests on top of a 10-foot-high wall that blocks your view of the next court. You can see that at each end of this wall lies a narrow staircase that curves downwards beyond the wall and assumedly into the lower court just beyond where you can hear that mechanical scraping. And as you're taking this all in, you notice the light gray skies above seem to be darkening a bit. Perhaps a coming storm? The silence, or near silence, is broken. Zakiyo, his tail still kind of wagging, kind of...
I should not be pleased to be dismantling our own defenses, but... that was a good battle. You are strong. Why?
Kind of like looks at you both, so almost like lowers down a little bit.
I'm beginning to suspect you are not bad dogs at all, no. But why are you here? Why do you fight?
I'm sorry, but Crispin gets 2 uses of Wild Shape. And I'm pretty much a bear for 2 hours or until I drop below 0 HP.
He's just looking at you, expecting you to talk. He can talk, so he's like, he fully thinks you can talk. Like, yeah. you're a talking animal. You already were a talking animal.
Right.
So it's like, he's looking at you like, you know, you're clearly just not even a rabbit. You just can do this.
Yeah. So Crispin, in bear form, looks to Accio and, without being able to respond, puts his nose to the ground and starts to snuffle along the ground. And as he's walking... He's got a limp, and you can see he's bleeding from somewhere on his face. He's in pretty rough shape in bear form.
Oof.
But he kind of wants to sniff around to see if he can suss out if maybe... It looks like there's a couple of rooms here on the wings, either side of this big room.
Yes,
that we're
there
in.
Are two small sort of chambers. Yeah, these two enclosed buildings. Let me...
We can't see what's inside.
Let me reveal those.
Oh.
They look to be just two small storage chambers. They look to be, they may have like they're both 10 foot by 10 foot, pretty small. One of them holds various like training utensils. There's like training blades left in here as well. A couple like weapon wraps with like various kind of spears, different things to train with. The other one would hold maybe like medical supplies, some rations.
Ooh.
Give me an investigation check.
Yeah.
Or what's your passive anyway?
I am.
You're a bear.
A bear right now.
Okay. Hang on. Yeah. Give me a check.
Investigation is intelligence?
Yeah, I believe your mental stats actually carry over when you're...
Oh, really?
I think that's the case. I think it's your charisma, wisdom, and intelligence carry over. Just want to make sure.
No, it says your game statistics are replaced by the statistics of the beast, but you remain... Oh, you retain your alignment, personality, and intelligence, wisdom, and charisma scores.
Yep. Okay. Cool. Take advantage for smelling. I think a bear would have that.
I get advantage on wisdom for smelling as a bear.
Oh, I'll give you that too for this. Because it's you're not really, as a bear, you'd be kind of sniffing this out. I think that makes more sense. So you can take wisdom.
So I got 13 for investigation.
You like specify that you were sniffing this out. So I think that just makes sense to give you that.
18 for wisdom, for perception.
As you're digging through, perhaps you see like there's a lower... There's a number of medical supplies kind of on a lower shelf, and you kind of push past them, your nose kind of nudging them to the side, and you see just beyond just a small container, like a little almost like wicker basket sort of thing. And as you lift it open your nose, you see another single potion of greater healing.
Oh, dude, great. Yeah, I think Bear Crispin is just going to chomp it. Yeah.
Full Yogi Bear. A picnic basket.
Oh, wait, on that note, I was just kind of waiting, but... Dresden's drinking one of his while we're talking to him.
Hell yeah. So as you're doing that, you kind of walked away. Dresden's drinking a potion. Akio's kind of staring at you guys, kind of eyes blink a little bit. You know, yeah, you know what answer. He's kind of like, yes, you are strong and silent. This is a good quality. Rough.
Well, I mean, Dresden was going to turn and say.
He finished drinking, he turned.
Good dogs. Help stop the bad dogs.
Yes. You consider yourself a good dog so easily, though.
You just called us that.
I said you are not bad dogs. I did not say you are good dogs. Only your master can say if you are good or regular dog.
Well,
what master do you serve?
In either of the case, we're trying to take out these bad dogs, so what does it matter?
Yes, I suppose that is a wisdom in itself. It is strange,
perks up,
that I hear no sounds of combat, my fellow guards. But I fear any hasteful acts on our part may be pointless. Master Ozen often explained to me the benefits of patience. Wait, he would say, treats only after you wait, and then I would wait, and then I would have my treats.
You hear... some sounds of combat as Crispin angrily growls and slashes some of the other supplies. I think when he drank this potion, he probably cut himself on the glass a little bit.
What?
On 44, I rolled 1-1.
What?
2-1.
The fuck?
You're going to drink the potion. You kind of step outside of the little hut with the ceiling kind of coming down over you, and you're like, you have the potion in your mouth, you're going to drink it, and as you're like bottom upping it, just from the roof just above you, something slides down to the edge, drops down, smashes the vial before you finish it, and you see the horse dude just ting ting land on the ground for you. One last fuck you.
Sorry,
from the horse shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, buddy, this one gave me 15 HP back.
Oh my god, you asshole.
I think actually seeing you guys drinking and kind of like having this moment of rest and kind of realizing that patience may be what's needed here, Akio kind of looks to you, Dresden, and says,
I am not a young pup anymore. If it is acceptable to you, I would like a few glarps of water. There is a collapsible bowl and a water skin attached to my belt. Would you be so kind?
Kind of shakes his rump, and you see there is like a clattering little bowl and a skin of water.
Sure.
You kind of just pour it in.
Yeah, Tristan walks over, and when he grabs the stuff off the belt, gives him a little pat.
Oh, you put it down, and clip, 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 clip. Going at it. Ah, clip, clip. This is clip, clip. Most excellent. Ah, yes. You are certainly not bad dogs. And you are good fighters. When Master Ozen comes back, I shall tell him all about you. Tail just wagging again. And I think you realize right there, like, that's a little weird, right? Because everyone in the Conqueror Worlds knows that Ozen is a villain. And yet this dog is just excited. Do you want to...
Yeah. What about Insight?
Yeah, Insight works.
That's Wisdom, though, so I have to use my bear stat.
No, Wisdom you have... I think it says... Didn't it say Intelligence, Wisdom,
and Charisma? Oh, my God. I'm bad at this. I'm so bad at
this. What is it?
I think you have... Don't you have, like, a stupidly high one anyway as your passive on Crispin?
Passive Perception is 18, yeah.
What's your Insight?
Insight's 15.
That's high enough, actually.
Okay.
Nice.
It's fine if you kind of you turn your big bear eyes over, and you're kind of looking at his wagging tail, and you're kind of reading all of this, and it hits you that nobody's told him.
Right.
He's not watching the news, and the other guards here haven't said anything to him, and maybe you're wondering, you know, why, and then it strikes you again. Like, this is... Akio is 9 years old. He's at it earlier. And Ozen came to the shrine 10 years ago, as we established in the flashback in episode 3. So for his entire life, Akio has been raised by Ozen. He's not just the last pupil of the Storm Eye. He's also his dog.
Right.
And a dog will not believe anything bad about their master. You can see now there is not a hint of disbelief. He's just excited.
So with that in mind, Crispin will turn his back, and Dresden and Akio will see this big brown bear rump wiggling forward as Crispin is snuffling along the floor, walking towards the shrine here to investigate further.
As you go to move forward, you will come across something interesting. You catch this, it's kind of all around you, this whiff of something almost like chalky with this spice to it, almost like some kind of component. Crispin will read that maybe some magical flower component of some sort has been used here. And you're smelling it all around. And you, as you move, your nose touches upon something that really is reeking of this. It's some kind of fragment of stone with, looks like a gold painted sort of pattern laid on it. Like some kind of inscription, a piece of a larger complex web of these golden lines that probably span underneath this entire court. And you realize, you look back, that when this elemental was summoned, it shattered for some reason. The stone it was shattered, it summoned on, like in the very center of the court, and the pieces got caught up and went flying everywhere. So this is a piece of it. Akio mentioned last time that there the magic in this place, the conjurer, he called this figure, who essentially laid these elemental traps in place and created these defenses, had woven these sort of incantations beneath the stones themselves. And you're seeing a piece of this now.
Okay, so let's start flipping over all the stones.
Perfect.
And the stone was, it's farther in. Like, it's not like we stepped on it and that's what activated it.
No, it's just this entire thing must be a complex weave of this, where if you get anywhere close, if you're touching these stones, something happens, something activates deeper in this room. So, like, it's like the room itself is reading you where you are. This is not merely, like, a single trap in the center of this room. This entire shrine is built to be some grand defense. It's built to be almost like a trial.
So this is going to keep happening as we go further, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, and I don't have a lot of, like... I don't even know if Pass Without Trace would have helped if we had it, or... We were not high enough level to, like, just teleport across the room, but I don't know if that would help anyways.
You just hear an echoing as you're kind of considering these things. Just clip, clip, clip. I am finished now.
I mean, we can always send the echo ahead of us.
You saw before that did not work.
That's right.
The traps did not register an object, and this is very important. They did not register an object as an activation method.
Okay.
Once they were activated, the object became a target. Maybe like you have to be something alive to activate them, but when they activate, something moving is enough to like trigger their actual striking. Yeah. So.
Well, how about this? Can Crispin use and recognize the smell that came off of this stone to maybe identify others?
I mean, it's everywhere.
Okay.
I will say this. As you sniff forward, the steps leading out of this room and the wall at the end of it, like all of the, basically the transition area, seems, the smell seems to stop. So perhaps whatever lies next lies beyond the stairs, beyond the wall, in the next court. But you don't think there's any magic interwoven into the actual steps. Maybe there is some moving towards that center sort of bell tower where the chimes are ringing, as they may have a part in some of this. But you can bypass that as well and just go around the edge of the wall down to the lower court.
All right. I guess I don't see much else other than to slowly move through until the next thing pops up. So if you got anything to buff yourself, I can't really cast spells in this form, so...
Mm-hmm. Can someone put away my water bowl?
I already did.
Oh, wow, you're fast. Thank you. Hey, I just realized, what is your names? I told you mine, and you were very rude and never told me your names.
You were very rude and never asked.
Damn. Looks down his paws in shame. His tail just drops.
Crispin says,
fine name.
Starts to move forward.
A fine name.
Slowly, carefully, snuffling all the way.
Is someone going to talk to my damn character?
My name is Nobody.
I see. Very well, Nobody.
Literally, my parents named me Nobody.
Is this true? Is this true Dresden lore?
No.
Akio will fully believe it. So he just kind of nods. Roar, 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 roar. And Nobody. It is good to make your acquaintance. And he's just moving.
What was his name?
Roar, 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 roar.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I forgot it for a second. Thanks.
Fine name. Very strong. I think as you're going to move, he might just shout out like, hold, friend. It may help you to know more about the shrine. I could tell you more than I know about it.
Yeah, no shit.
It may inform what sorts of defenses we may discover ahead, seeing what happened here. And he kind of looks down at the court, kind of looks over. The Shrine of Storms is built primarily of two courts, and its innermost sanctum, also known to us as the Soul Sanctum. This court, and he kind of puts his paw down, tapping on the stone. Where we stand now is the Court of Discipline, where we guard, hone our bodies and minds into weapons. We do so in honor of the great sage who taught the people of Umizu the value of discipline. The following court, just below there, is known as the Court of Beauty. It is made to perfectly overlook the sea on its eastern side. The power of the Soul Storm is channeled to create a defense of waves beyond the seawall. This, along with the water elementals that swim there, protect the shrine from sea vessels, but also lend a deeper beauty to the sights and sounds of the court. It is a place of meditation and gratitude towards nature. It may be worth noting that none of the 12 shrine guardians live within this court, or the next, most taking residence in the city of Kameno, where they are off-shift. And this actually tricks us maybe being an interesting. 12 guards mentioned, which means less than that would be here now. And some of them take refuge in the city, which is about 20 minutes. If you were a full sprint, about 20 minutes away, which means if the shrine, the warnings are heard, it's still a while before reinforcements might come. You also would know that it might be interesting to note that the Conqueror Jewel here, the Pearl Conqueror Jewel, actually stands just in between these two plays, about a 10-minute run from here.
Okay.
So just kind of get an idea of where
we're going. So we could just like chill here for 10 minutes until more guards show up.
Do you know if they've even heard the note?
Yeah.
If this thing has like a way of being heard in the city, it's 20 minutes away potentially. It's not likely anyone's even aware yet that something has happened.
Great.
I myself have a fine home on the outskirts of the shrine. One bedroom, no bath. Almost 5 square feet.
Tail wagging.
Tail wagging, yes. Master Ozen built it for me. It is a wonderful home.
Is it a nice A-frame?
Yes. Very honorable. Only the master lives within the shrine itself, and he resides typically within the innermost sanctum. I believe he does not need to sleep while he is here. Instead, he sort of channels the storm, I think. It provides him with strength. He has told me very little about it, which is good, very good. His role is sacred, to commune with the bones of the sage. Bones. You know it's coming.
Like a dog thing.
It's a dog thing. I can do this all day. And he kind of just maybe like he looks up, searching his mind. Anything else he might need to tell you as you're going ahead? And dog shrugs.
Yes, I believe that is all. If only Master Ozen were here now, this would not be an issue at all. Oh, I wish he had not left, but I will wait. I will wait. Master taught me to be patient and to wait. But we should move on.
All right. Once Keo's done talking, Crispin's going to move up towards this western side of the shrine. Looks like the shrine is splitting the room.
You see, yeah, basically that's a long wall there. You can see it's like raised up. But there are stairs on each side there, yeah. So you can kind of go down those stairs on the edges.
Gotcha.
That go curving downwards into a lower player. So you can't, it's about 10 feet high. You can't see beyond the wall. You don't know what's waiting for you beyond there. But it sounds like it's a court that's open to the sea. You guess that great sort of pool must be on the edge of this one. From what Akio mentioned to you, it's the Court of Beauty.
Yeah, Crispin wants to go down the stairs opposite the ocean side.
Okay. You begin to proceed down the steps, curving into this next court, and immediately your eyes are hit with another very large room, maybe 65 feet long and 85 feet wide, which ends in another set of stairs going up that lead to like basically this closed off area. There's like a wall and like almost like a partition, and then a deeper one inside, so you know you could walk in here freely, but you can't see what lies beyond. But that sound of thunder seems to roll out from somewhere beyond, and where this goes, this like pushes into looks like an open sort of cavern mouth that feeds into the cliff that's just behind the Shine of Storms. That must lead to the innermost sanctum, you realize. You push into this shrine and you're hit first by how empty it looks. Just this grand, empty space, a space of great beauty. You can hear the waves crashing down just outside here, this view of the glittering sea beneath the gray, darkening skies. And another thing that strikes you immediately as you turn this corner. Before I describe that thing, though, this map, right? This map. This is not gorgeous. Yeah. Is this not?
It is gorgeous, but I can now see what you're talking about on the map, so I'm a little distracted.
Wait, what? Oh, I lost connection. Shit. Damn it. I still got the fog of war on.
Don't tell you my words.
Hang on. Let me refresh so I can see this beauty.
And turning this corner, Crispin, you're the first one ahead. So you turn the corner and you immediately strike this, because as you turn in the western corner, the southwest corner of the court, as you're stepping down from there, in the northwest corner of the court, you see what looks like this gigantic, almost like steam billowing out of its back, this barrel-shaped, like metal monstrosity, this mech-like crab being. It's literally this weird metal claw. It has these two tubes feeding in, like a submarine might have to like view out, peeking up from like almost like the extended eyes of the crab. These big metal legs kicking and scratching across the tile. What you were hearing this whole time, and again, steam just jutting out of this spout on its back. It's maybe like 15 feet wide, measuring the feet and all. Just this huge shape, like a full tank in this place, and it's stepping around here, and you realize maybe this is it. This is how they got in. Because if the defenses don't see this as a creature, this is an object, then moving through these rooms, it might not trigger any of these traps, because nothing in this room seems to have been triggered. There's no combat here except for, loading this thing, this being, and its claws is like slowly piling up this like pile of, looks like six figures. Dead or unconscious, dressed in the black garb of like samurais. It looks like the guard were here. The guard have been dispatched. Did this monstrosity dispatch them? Are the pirates inside? As you, maybe it doesn't quite notice you as you're sort of stepping in. Its eyes sort of seem like they're focused. They kind of are whirring back and forth. Those two weird like tube lenses, taking in these bodies, like they're just trying to just stack these things up on the side of the room, focused on this task. And that is the first thing that immediately that greets your eyes as you step into the next court, the Court of Beauty. What do you do?
Wow.
You weren't expecting a mech crab?
No, I was not expecting a mech crab. Does the mech crab see us right now?
It doesn't quite yet, but that's, you are like rounding the corner of the steps. It might see you if you go any farther.
Okay.
It just doesn't see you in this exact moment as you're kind of like coming around the edge.
Hold on.
It's focused on what it's doing, but it might, you know, move and notice you at any moment.
Right. Give me one second to...
Can we back out and go around the other way?
I mean, there's no way we're going to, like... I don't think we're going to be able to walk around it. Yeah, because we're in, like, a square, and we're just on the same side of the square.
Go the other way, this way.
Right, but then we'd still be, like, 90 feet away from it. Like, it's still going to see us.
Yeah, but it's facing the other way.
Yeah, but he said it's moving and looking around, and it's done stacking the bodies, so I'm thinking that...
It's a way that's not going directly on it, so that's why I suggested it.
Yeah, well, if they're inside of it, and that's how they're getting by the water elementals, then it's, like, intelligent, you know?
You guys are stressed.
Well, yeah, because what's going to happen is...
That sword put the pressure on.
What's going to happen is we're going to step in this room to go fight that thing, and the water elementals are going to pop up.
They don't see any water elementals.
Yeah, but we're in the room that the ocean is touching.
It's just touching. It's way over there.
And
Akio
said that there are water elementals that protect this place.
Could possibly
Which also means
go
that
wrong.
They... Would they not see the freaking crab thing as a threat, too?
No, because it's an object, not a creature.
But that's what triggers...
The echo.
Objects won't trigger the traps.
The echo didn't trigger the trap, but the trap still attacked the echo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You actually tested this already.
So everything might go for that, too.
So what we need to do is trigger it and then get the fuck
out
of there.
Maybe step out of the fucking way.
I mean, I fucking love you. Just use science. You triggered one of these traps. You saw how it reacted to an object. That's really cool. That's really cool. I like that a lot.
Button?
You're maxed out.
Dresden's not.
you get your three shared.
So how do we do this then?
I think Akio would probably be the fastest for that.
That's a...
Like if he were to run down.
Sure.
Flip back around, run back up.
Yeah. How fast is Akio? Let me check his sheet here. Yeah, he's got 40 feet of movement.
Yes, that is your name.
No. He said you should go down there to trigger the... trigger the traps and then run back up here.
You guys have this silent bro, like, coming.
I know exactly what he said. You didn't hear him?
I think he's looking.
I see. The monster would get taken by the traps.
Yes.
He's clever. Hosen would approve. Should I do this thing?
That looks to you, brown bear. Okay. You control him. How do you want to do this?
Oh, shit.
Tink, 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 tink. Ding, 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 ding. This thing's just working. The bodies kind of get, you know, sort of pushed in one sort of neat row. Begins to take a step back.
Okay, so Akio wants to make the path. I'm going to draw my path as I try to explain it. So from that southwest corner of the room, he wants to hug the southern wall till he gets further towards the middle. So he's sort of behind the, I'm going to call it a steam crab.
Okay.
Steam crab.
And then start to walk towards it with the intention of, like, coming up behind it. But I'm guessing and hoping he's not going to get that far.
Hell yeah. Okay. Akio begins to prowl into the room. I'm going to say at this point that Crispin and Dresden, you're both watching from the southwestern stairs, perhaps Dresden on a lower step. Or Crispin on a lower step as a bear. Dresden, you're just kind of above him, sort of perched over, watching over his big brown bear shoulders. And Akio begins to walk cautiously into the room, steps to the bottom, begins to slowly move towards the center, and then start pushing straight across the room, step by step by step by step. And as Akio enters nearly the center of this space, you just hear this sound, like this rattling, and the sound of grinding stone. You watch as the floor where Akio stands suddenly just sinks down about 10 feet.
Fuck.
He kind of looks around like,
shitting
he just vanishes from your view as the floor drops away. And you see beside where this open depression, which leaves about 10 feet of space around the room, that this whole beginning or middle of the room just drops down. You see another such depression forms on the edge of it, bridging the gap between it and the sea.
Did we just send him to his death?
No, I think I have something for this.
Okay.
Water begins to rush in. And as it does so...
Tell me when Akio can act. Oh, whoa, what? The whole thing?
Holy shit.
Just like that?
Yeah, the water begins... Akio immediately, he's immediately just sort of swept up by it. As the water comes crashing into him like a wave. I was going to say, he slides over to the edge of this thing. He's pushed against the seawall, and he takes... let me roll 2d6.
Yeah, my whole plan just went out the window.
Just 6 points of damage as he crashing into the seawall. As this happens, you see that crab thing just suddenly bolts up. Its eyes spin around towards the room. It steps back and it sees the two of you at the stairs. And you just hear voices begin to emanate from it, like many voices kind of talking in tandem, like, "No!
What have you done?
You have killed us all!"
All these voices like echoing out of some like tube in the front, and as Akio is drowning here, you see like these shapes begin to form in the water. But immediately something else catches your attention. Something not within the water, but just beside you and all around the water. You see again tile explode, shattering in a burst of light as four creatures. A pure energy. These sort of pulsing electric humanoid monsters begin to appear, shattering tile again. Clatters before you. Dresden Kellig. You feel a chill in your spine the moment these things appear.
Yes, I know.
You weren't there.
Jeremy recognized it. The second you said it, Jeremy recognized it.
You weren't there that day yourself, but you've heard all the stories. Crispin, you've seen them on the network. You all saw them on the network. You saw them in footage when Zebulon cut them down the steps of the Sapphire Gem. You saw them when Jules, in a standing of an alley, burst one apart with inflict wounds. And here they are again. The creatures that came as the harbingers of Tythos' fall. The creatures we called the Zappies. And we'll call it there.